Welcome to Opus Here. My name is Greg Horn, and cannot believe they've only got one more day left. Then we're going to be celebrating New Year's Eve, and 2020 is upon us. I can remember back when I had my grocery store in 1999, and it was Y2K, and we were all concerned when the computers rolled over to 2000 that they would all stop and go back to zero, and they would crash, and people were spending thousands of dollars to be protected from Y2K. And I remember my grocery store, people buying cases of water and cases of food, like those little cans of Vienna sausages, because they were afraid that, you know, we might lose power, the energy plants, when the computers rolled over to 2000, that we were going to crash and we might be without electric and power for quite a while. And of course, thankfully, when it struck midnight, I was there with, I was married at the time, and with three other couples, and we were just like, oh goodness, what's going to happen? We were all Christians, so we were trusting God, but we were all still a little anxious, if I'm honest. And maybe you remember that New Year's Eve in 1999 too, going into 2000, but fortunately that didn't happen. Everything was fine and nothing happened at all. And now I cannot believe it's 20 years later. As Dick Vitale would say, are you serious? I'm just like, my goodness. Time flies. My grandparents used to tell me that as a kid. My mom's parents, when I would spend at least a week with them every summer at Kirksville, Kentucky, and just had a big time there staying with them. And I can remember my grandmother saying that one time, and I was like, no, it doesn't, because when you're a kid, you don't think it does. But I will apologize when I see my grandmother in heaven one day, because she was right. Time does fly. And as we get ready to fly into this next year of 2020, I want to encourage you to take some time to reflect. Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. And I'm sure a lot of you, like me, have probably been going nonstop through this Christmas holiday season and hoping maybe you've got a chance to catch your breath. But before you go bursting in this new year with new goals, and we're going to talk some about goal setting in the next few programs. We're going to have Tommy Lanham with us, who is a life coach and does a great job with that. We're going to be talking about that later this week. But before we go and try to go to the future, I really want to encourage you to take a look at where you've been in the past. And I think there's a lot of wisdom in that. And, you know, the old saying is, if you don't learn from your past, you're doomed to repeat some of those same mistakes in the future. And I'm sure, like all of you, there were things that went really well in 2019. And yet, I'm sure, just like me, that there were some things that were extremely disappointing and painful in 2019. But I got this email from this organization called Shine, and they try to encourage you to, you know, just let your light shine, make a difference in your life. And they had these reflection questions that came out recently. They sent me an email, and I want to share those with you today, and just we'll also share them on our website. You can go to catch later today. It'll be posted at hopeishere.today for this program on December 30th. And I encourage you to go through these five questions, because really it's so important to realize that, you know, for all of us, there was good and bad. I mean, that's just the way life is. And I want to ask you the first question to ponder on is, what did you accomplish this year, both big and small, planned and unplanned? What did you accomplish this year, big and small, planned and unplanned? My goal was to lose 20 pounds this year, and I lost 15. I'm disappointed, but, you know, that still was a win. Hope is here. I was hoping we could do this another year. I'm so thankful we made it to our second anniversary. So blessed to do that. And yet, you know, God just provides blessings sometimes. Sometimes they're planned, Sometimes they're unplanned. Maybe you got to go on a trip you wanted to that was planned. But then maybe also, it's been almost 20 years ago now, but when I was doing some consulting work, I won a trip for four to Hawaii. And so I was able to ask a friend and his wife if they wanted to go. And he's like, "Oh, man, we can't afford that." I said, "No, the trip's free, man." He said, "Free?" I said, "Yeah, the plane ticket, the hotel lodging." He said, "There might be a few meals, but breakfast is definitely included. And there's some dinners with this trip that with this company I'm with. There's a lot of grocery stores and owners and things." So I said, "There are just a few odds and end meals, but that's it. And sightseeing you'll have to pay for. That's it." He's like, "Dude, we're in." I'm like, "Well, you need to ask your wife." He's like, "I'm not going to let her say no." He started laughing. He goes, "Yeah, you're right, I do." And, of course, she was like, "Oh, my gosh, absolutely." But they got an unplanned trip to go to Hawaii. And, you know, I've not been able to go on vacations the past couple of years. Financially, just not been in a place to do that. Going on actually almost now 3 years. But you know what? Because I got to go to Hawaii like that, even though it's been 20 years ago since the last time, I'm still thankful because I know a lot of people have never been to Hawaii. But what you accomplish this year, I want to get you to look at that question, reflect on it. Ask God, be still, turn your phone off. You can go back and listen to this podcast, or you can look at these questions that'll be posted later today at hopeishere.today. But what did you accomplish this year, big and small, planned and unplanned? Second question I'd like to ask you to reflect on, how did you challenge yourself to grow this year? How did you challenge yourself to grow this year? Well, one of the ways I did was that I read a lot of books with guests for Hope Is Here. Sometimes I could complete all the books, but it would read at least 100 pages so that I could understand what they were trying to say. And, man, it was great reading. I don't know the exact count. I should have counted that up before I did the program, but I know I read at least 10 books this year. And probably about 15, actually, you know, a majority of those books, some of them I read all of them. And that's one of the things that I really, really know, that when you read or listen to podcasts, some of you learn better by audio. I listened to a lot of those when I was working that job with Pepsi, getting up at 4 a.m. and working for Pepsi as a merchandiser from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m., 4 days a week. That I would listen to podcasts a lot of sermons, a lot of good teachers there. And so it was a real growth year for me mentally, a little bit physically. I shared with the weight loss earlier. I didn't quite fulfill the goal and didn't do as good as I wanted to, or I would have lost more, but I did do some challenges. I took a trainer Joe's class, a guy that we had a guest on here back in, I believe it was late November, if I'm not mistaken, maybe mid-November, but you can go find trainer Joe's. We did three programs with him, and he'll have some things in January, and I'm planning on going to those again because I want to get the rest of this weight off. A third question I want to get you to reflect on that I'm looking at is, what new opportunities came out of the difficulties you faced? What new opportunities came out of the difficulties you faced? I heard a quote one time said, you know, out of every problem, there's a possibility. Well, same thing, out of difficulties, it makes us get out of our comfort box and figure out, you know, how do we get on the solution side? How do we figure this out? And I would encourage you to be a person that looks for solutions, not be somebody that just always focuses on the problems. And, you know, we know a lot. We all know people like that. And I've been guilty of it. We can see the problems and we go to our boss or somebody or our spouse or loved one or family member. And yet maybe be like, I had a boss one time said, "Hey, man, you know what? I appreciate that, but I need you, when you bring me a problem, also to come with a solution. Then I'll make the decision. Maybe we'll go with that solution." But he said, maybe one day you'll be a boss and you'll want somebody to not just come to you with problems. You want them coming with also solutions. And so this question, what new opportunities came out of the difficulties you face? So many things positive can happen if we will choose to have a different mindset. And that Romans 12:2 that we talked about yesterday about being transformed every day by God's word, by the renewing of your mind, can help you see opportunities during obstacles that we have. I share with you, Hope Is Here, that a failure after doing a sports talk radio program for 3 years, Monday through Friday from 5 to 6 p.m., had a lot of ESPN guests, but never could get traction with that. And then after being out of that for almost a year, an opportunity to do this program, Hope Is Here, came up, and I used what I learned from that sports talk radio show to help learn how to do all the programming and booking guests and the financial resources that are needing and how to get programs started and the times that are involved and the technical aspects and podcasts of these radio programs. So a great opportunity came out of what I called a difficulty or a failure. Another question would like to encourage you to reflect on, what did you learn that you need out of 2019? We all realize that one of the things I'd like to do is more public speaking, be able to speak to people about hope and about suicide prevention and give people hope. Obviously, I'm very comfortable doing it in a spiritual basis, but I'm also comfortable doing it in non-spiritual places and workplaces and things. And so I signed up for a Kentucky Speakers Association training once a month and started that the end of the year. But it really, the majority of it's coming up in January, February, and March. And I learned that I need to get better as a speaker. And so maybe there's something you realize as you get to the end of this year, if you'll spend time, what have you learned that you need to do to grow in an area of your life, but also putting a plan in place. And last but not least, a question I'd like to encourage you to reflect on is, what can you let go of that didn't serve you this year? What can you let go of that didn't serve you? I mean, we all are creatures of habit. We all maybe have a shirt or a pair of shoes that we've kept way too long, and it's faded, the shirt has, and you know, it's got stains on it that won't come out of the washer, but man, that's our favorite shirt, and somebody that loves just like, you know, it's time to get rid of that thing, or you got a pair of shoes, and you know, we can get like that too. We can get comfortable maybe in doing something, and we just do it every year because that's just what we've always done, or we've always had that, and I don't know what, you know, that's a question I'm still trying to look at, and, you know, what can I let go of that didn't serve me? One of my steps of faith was that I did stop doing Pepsi in the summer. I just said, Lord, you're going to have to provide financially. There's a lot of ministry opportunities that have grown out of doing Hope Is Here, and God has blessed it with financial blessings where I've not had to do that job, and I'm so thankful for that. And you know, that may not be the same example for you, but we all have maybe something in our life that really, that season's over. And it doesn't mean it's a bad thing necessarily. I don't mean like a part-time job thing like I had. I don't mean that at all. But there could be something, could be a friendship that's really not a God-honoring friendship. And, you know, it's maybe just time, don't have to be ugly about it, but just need to kind of cut back that. And, you know, I've had to look at that with some friends in my life. And, you know, friends come in our lives for a season sometimes. And I've had people that kind of ended the season with me that I didn't want, but, you know, that's okay. It hurt a little, but that's all right. And maybe that's something that you need to look at. But if you're like, man, I'm driving, I couldn't write these questions down, go to our website, hopeishere.today, and we'll have these five questions listed for you. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
If you've been blessed by Hope Is Here Ministries this year, would you consider making a year-end donation? To make a donation, go to their website, hopeishere.today, where you can make a secure online donation. Or if you prefer to write a check, the mailing address is also listed on the website. Please make your check to Hope Is Here Ministries and mail by December 31st. All your donations are tax-deductible and greatly appreciated. Make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today. Thank you for listening, and happy holidays.